in some of his pictures, Tintoretto seems to be responding to that charge. When he included beggars in the scene of the Last Supper, or the kind of ordinary people the Brotherhood was supposed to support in the scene of the crucifixion, that really looks like a calculated defence of their charitable aims in the face of opposition. But the whole controversy points to a crucial problem in religious art. The more you plough your resources into the visual glorification of God, the more you lay yourself open to the accusation that you're more interested in the material than in the spiritual, that you're more interested in worldly vanities than in piety. We're now treading the fault lines between art and religion and the problems of picturing the divine. And here the perils of vanity are just the beginning. Seville has been a centre of Catholic image-making for centuries, home to some of Spain's greatest religious painters, Velázquez, Zurbarán and Murillo. And images still play a big part in the religious life of the city.
Dios te salve María, llena eres de gracia. El Señor es contigo. Bendita tú eres entre todas las mujeres, y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre.
But here in Seville, there's one image that has a peculiar power.
Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte. Amén.
Housed in the Church of the Macarena is a statue of the Virgin Mary. She's been here for over 300 years, crying in sorrow at the death of her son Jesus. She's tremendously impressive.